The following is inspired by a true story. I met the most amazing man I'll ever meet in my life when I was 4.5 minutes old. Not that guy. That guy. My dad was blind. But no one treated him differently because he was blind.
I find that very interesting, Mr. Boyd.
Primarily because they didn't know. He didn't want to be looked at differently, so he used little tricks to keep his secret.
Did you not say at your previous deposition, and I quote, line 21, thanks to Mr. Tyler's buyback, the stock prices were artificially low?
Well, yes, but...
Your witness!
Well, some people knew. Like my Uncle Glenn. He and my dad had all sorts of maneuvers. Like Glenn's book on tape version of a menu.
Double cheeseburger? Too many calories for me. I'll just get the shrimp salad.
Well, I'm getting that double cheeseburger.
People knew he couldn't see perfectly. They just didn't know he couldn't see at all. But when my parents split and my dad moved out, he made the decision to get Elvis and come out to the world. And when Mel Fisher came out...
He unfolds a white cane.
Forward!
He came out hard. Now, you might wonder why he had a guide dog and a cane?
Blind guy in a crosswalk, you idiot!
Because you can't hit a car with your guide dog.
Let's tell the world all the things we've done.
Family photos capture Mel kissing a newborn Henry, Katie in a birthday hat, Joyce at the beach with the kids, and more. Growing Up Fisher, created by DJ Nash. Video description by Caption Max.
I'll make you wish you were here tonight.
Joyce and Katie in a car.
When Mom and Dad got divorced, Katie was unwillingly appointed Mom's best friend, / therapist, / everything else.
Katie reluctantly pulls out an earbud.
What you listening to?
You probably wouldn't know him.
Hey, how mad are we at Madeline for liking all of Amy's boyfriend's status updates?
You can drop me off here. I see Caitlin.
Joyce pulls up to a school.
Wait, not yet.
I feel like we haven't had any K and J time. Yeah, we should do.
Behave like a normal mother and daughter?
Have a hooky day! I'll blow off my psych class, we can go to the mall, shop for sparkly flip-flops. What do you say?
It sounds nice, but I know since you're my parent, what you really want from me is to stay in school and do well so that I can get into a good college. Hopefully out of state.
She climbs out and Joyce points at her.
Keep it gaga, girl! That's not a thing.
At work.
And Tom Hawkins is in town Thursday. You and Glenn are taking him to dinner. Remember to get the retainer check from him.
I wanted to talk to you about that.
Wow. Janice, your Glenn impression is spot on.
Glenn impression.
So what do you plan on telling Tom Hawkins about the old eye situation?
Well, the truth. You know, I got a couple of them sitting here on my face. They're blue. The ladies seem to love them.
You know what I mean. We haven't told our biggest client that you are blind. We've been lying to him since the day we met.
We have never lied to Tom. We may have led him to form some incorrect conclusions. Lenny boy, you better take these. I am in no condition to drive.
All right.
What, a blind guy can't get the don't drink and drive message out there?
A hallway.
You're crazy. How is car scarier than paranormal activity? It's a kid's movie.
That's what's so disturbing. It's a world with just cars. There's no people. Where are the people? Who pumps the gas? Who built the roads? It's this menacing secret. The cars killed the people. Hey.
Henry spots a neighbor.
Hey, Jenny. Hi. We were just... Let's deal with cars, huh? Why do they have seats? If you sat in them, you'd be inside their face. Okay.
She forces a smile and goes into her apartment.
So when's the wedding?
Henry shakes his head.
Come on, man.
I'm telling him at dinner, Glenn, just like I told all our other clients.
And we lost two of them. I'm just saying, Tom is 30% of our business. We've had a rough year. You with the divorce, me going cold throwing craps at Pechanga.
I'm telling him. I'm here, I'm blind, get used to it.
Or... you pretend to be sighted one more time, and we cash the check with all the nice commas and zeros.
Mel,
we've done it this long. Just do it one more time. I'm asking as your business partner, as your brother, and as a new boat owner who did not fully research marina fees.
At Mel's, Ron Yen styles Henry's hair.
Are you sure this is necessary?
Essential. As your best friend, I cannot, in good conscience, watch you go down in flames anymore.
It must be a drag.
It's a real bummer. What you need is confidence, so I'm gonna give you the Run Yen Premium Package Makeover.
You do this every day?
You think all this just happens? I'm up at 5 a.m. Hair, exfoliator, body spray. Then I watch the sunrise. Close your eyes.
Hurry! I gotta walk Elvis!
While I was learning the benefits of hairspray, Mom was learning the benefits of her new study partner.
All right, what is an effective means of engaging a shy personality?
I'm gonna go with Chardonnay.
Oh my gosh, Tracy, you're hilarious.
Katie walks in.
And then Mom got an idea.
Writing it.
Hilarious? You think I'm hilarious? What a compliment coming from someone as cool as you. Oh, hey, Kate Ken, how was your day?
That's eye roll four. I had a delightful day, Mother. Thank you for taking an interest in my life.
Katie, this is my psych partner, Amelie.
Hey.
Hey.
I like your shirt.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it's cool, right?
Are you into the Black Keys?
They're awesome. I totally heart Dan Auerbach.
Right?
Yeah, although right now I'm in a total Arcade Fire phase.
Oh, me too. You know, they're having that secret show at the Draft House this week?
I know, it's sold out. It's completely sold out. It's killing me. They're so awesome.
So awesome. I love arcades.
She has no idea who they are. The last concert she went to was Bruce Springsteen in the late 80s.
Oh my God.
I know, right?
No, that is so rad.
It is?
It is?
I mean, Arcade Fire was totally influenced by Springsteen.
Really?
Yeah. Well, seriously, what was the concert like?
Oh, you don't want to hear about...
Katie listens intently.
I saw him in Jersey. It was the best 6 hours of my life. He sweat on me. Like, it landed on my cheek.
You're basically one step removed from making out with him.
Isn't that cool?
It's a bodily fluid.
Henry walks Elvis, sporting shades and his new hairdo.
While I was taking Elvis for a walk, I also took my new look for a spin. I was cool. I was confident. I was cupcakes.
He stops outside a bakery and spots a sign. No dogs allowed. Service dogs welcome.
Loophole. Hey, it didn't say anything about the dog having to be with a blind guy.
Heads up. Let the blind kid through.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Hey, don't just stand there. Give him a hand.
I discovered that people treat you differently when you're blind.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Later, Henry chows down on samples.
Look at me groping at my guide dog.
Oh, so that was dark chocolate. And this is white chocolate. Gosh, I can't see white. But at least now I know what it tastes like.
Now, before you say I'm going to hell, I'd like to remind you that the only reason I had a guide dog with me is because I take care of a blind guy.
Hey, Henry, I'm going to have my daughter, Sophia, walk you home. Sophia!
Oh, no, that's very kind, but I don't need...
He gapes at Sophia.
Help after the first few blocks. I heard a lot of traffic out there.
He takes a bite, grinning.
Yeah, maybe I'm going to hell.
Sophia walks with Henry and Elvis.
Good boy. Forward.
Oh. So he can go with you anywhere?
Yeah, to the store, on an airplane, to court.
Court?
Yeah, I mean, he'll go with me when I'm a lawyer. What are your dreams?
Okay, I was inching into a moral gray area.
So how often are you at your dad's? Oh, careful, skateboarder on your left.
Sophia puts an arm around him to lead him away. Later in Mel's office.
I'll get to the restaurant early. That way I can get a couple of drinks into Tom, and then you arrive.
Right, without my four-legged wingman. Sorry, Elvis.
The host stand is four steps to your left. The hostess's name is Gail.
Why do I need to know that?
She's single and attractive.
Hello, Gail.
Then you cross over to
You know what?
The...
We've done this like a million times. I got it. Besides, I'm talking to Gail. Do you mind? How long have you been a hostess?
Later at his apartment, Mel makes a sandwich as Joyce barges in.
Hey.
Hi.
Do you have the key to the storage cabinet in the garage?
Yes, and apparently you have a key to my apartment. Trade you.
Deal. It was Henry's anyway. Thanks. I just need to get my trunk of old clothes to show Katie. Why, you ask?
Not asking.
Because I have a cool new friend who thinks I'm cool, and she's making Katie think I'm cool. It is all way cool.
Cool?
Yes, it is. Katie and I are on the express train to Bestie Town.
She cringes.
Ugh. Don't tell her I said that. That was very not cool.
While you're in there, inside that cabinet, top shelf, there's a box with a leather photo album in it. Pictures from when Katie was a baby. See if you can find one of you holding her when you first became a mother. Might remind you that you're her mother.
Look, I just don't want to be the kind of mother that's off in some room baking a cake and nagging her about curfew.
First of all, you don't bake. If you did, you would know that the other room is called a kitchen. Second of all.
Goodbye, Mel.
Bye.
At the Fisher House.
Makes sense. Use a cute dog to get a girl. Why didn't I think of that? Sneak is my wheelhouse.
And dude, she's 14 and a half. She keeps asking when she can come over.
Okay, two questions. Can I use the dog on Saturday? And why can't you just say yes? Why are you always like this?
Wow, this is cool. What's the story with this?
I wore that to Scott Colley's birthday slash learn to French party.
While Elvis made it possible for me to talk to a girl, Amelie made it possible for Mom and Katie to talk to each other.
Okay. Take it, it's yours.
Oh my gosh, oh, that's so awesome.
Thanks. That's oh my gosh, the leather's so soft.
That's not leather. And you might want to keep that away from an open flame.
Oh, okay.
Instead of grunts and door slams, they were actually communicating with words.
Yeah, that looks so good! Oh.
And other happy lady noises.
Don't freak out. Okay, my friend who works at the label just scored me tickets to Arcade Fire tomorrow night.
Seriously?
Are you in?
Yes, I'm in. Oh my god, I'm in.
Fun. That's so fun for you two fun gals.
She slumps.
Wait, you totally have to score a ticket for my mom. She's never seen them.
Yeah, Joyce.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to come.
I think I'm available. Tomorrow's the 14th, right? Yeah, I can make that work.
No, it's the 15th.
Yeah, I can make that work.
But there's no other explanation.
You're right. You know what it is? The cars are using people as fuel.
Henry spots Sophia.
Oh my god, I need the dog.
What?
Elvis, you gotta hand me the harness so I can pretend to be blind.
You blind? What?
It's for a girl, an older girl. She wears cool glasses and smells like Jolly Ranchers and I brushed against her ribcage. Please, I need to be blind and you need to be sighted.
Okay, Henry, there is absolutely no way I'm gonna...
Henry! Hi, it's me, Sophia. Is this your father?
Come on, Dad, help the blind kid.
Mel Fisher, cool glasses.
Oh, thanks.
Henry beams.
I don't know if I was as good at playing blind as Dad was at playing sighted.
Yeah, he's my furry little co-pilot. Kind of like my own personal Chewbacca.
But I was crushing it with Cupcake Girl.
You're so funny. He's so funny.
So funny.
Well, hey, I'm so glad I ran into you guys. I wanted to give you my number in case you ever need any help. You know, fighting the Empire.
She writes it down and holds out a slip of paper. Neither of them move.
Dad, why don't you just take it? It's probably right in front of you.
Mel holds out his hand to take it.
Bye.
See ya.
Sophia climbs on her bike and rides off.
What is wrong with you? You cannot pretend to be blind.
Says the man who pretended to be sighted for 20 years.
No, that was totally different. That was a professional thing, and I just graduated from law school. I didn't want people treating me differently.
Yeah, so you lied.
I didn't want anyone's pity.
Well, I do. Pity's working for me. Pity was my foot in the door.
Buddy, you don't need to play games to get someone to like you, okay? And you don't need crunchy hair. Just be yourself.
I have a 12-year track record of that never working.
I'll tell you what never works. Lying about who you are.
Mel heaves a sigh at an upscale restaurant.
Well, I'm sure he'll be here soon. I mean, you know Mel. He probably stopped at the club to sneak in nine holes.
Mel enters with Elvis.
You son of a bitch.
What?
You handsome son of a bitch. Hey, you know what they have here? A great mint. I'm gonna go get one, and I'll bring it back to you. Please, check out the wine list, will you?
Outside a nightclub.
Hanging at the club with my homegirls.
What? You just need one more thing.
She gives Joyce one of her bracelets.
We're sharing accessories!
We're best friends.
Oh, shoot. Joyce, did you bring an ID?
I doubt anyone's gonna think I'm under 21. But in this cute top, I better just play it safe. Oh, wait, if it's 21 and over, Katie can't get inside.
Shoot.
Well, I mean, if we're all dressed up, should we just rock Pinkberry?
No, don't worry, I got her a fake ID.
Yeah, if anyone asks, I'm Florence Stewart from Cerritos, and I am way too fond of blue eyeliner.
But
don't worry, I'm not gonna be drinking. I just can't miss seeing this band at a small venue.
Sure. Yeah. Cause they kick ass.
You're cool, right?
You kidding me? Yes, Cerritos, I am cool.
She hands the IDs to a bouncer.
This is gonna be so much fun, Florence.
Yeah, Joyce? Come on, go, go, go.
They go inside. Joyce marches Katie back outside.
No, not cool, not cool at all. You're not gonna break the law to get into a club.
Oh my god, I knew you would do this. I knew you would ruin this for me.
To the bouncer.
I blame you. That girl's 16 years old. She doesn't even know where Cerritos is. You have one job, do it well.
Biceps.
God, those are big. You take supplements or have a good night.
At the restaurant.
Hey, with that talk, it looks like you're blind. What are you doing?
I'm telling the truth. I owe it to myself and to Henry.
No, you owe it to me.
Come on, Glenn.
I'm the one who read you comic books. I'm the one who drove you to law school. I'm the one who alphabetically arranged the work refrigerator so you could find things.
Yeah, why are the pickles always under C?
Because it's a condiment.
Come on, boy. Why is everybody stealing my dog?
I'm tying him up outside.
Well, good luck with that. He's trained to stay by my side, so.
Glenn grabs food off a guy's plate.
We'll get you another one. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's a good boy. Yeah, look, this is not just for me. This is about our firm. I care deeply about each and every one of the 35 people we
employ. 38.
Whatever. They're counting on us, Mel.
All right, but there's $40,000 worth of training in this dog. It's crazy to just tie him up outside.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Glenn scoops up Elvis and brings him to a coat check.
Who's a good boy? I'd like to check this, please.
At the restaurant table.
Tom, can I top off your wine?
Are you kidding?
Oh, look at that eager beaver holding it out just to your left.
Tom waves, and Glenn puts his glass under the bottle.
Oh, me next. Yeah, whoa! I'm a freak for a good Chardonnay.
Oh, before I forget.
Is that a check? Yes, it is. It's a check.
How about that? A check.
Here is your annual retainer up front.
Will you look at that, Mel? He is extending the check directly to you.
Mel reaches out and takes it.
Tom, thank you so much. And understand, this is more than just numbers on a piece of paper to us. This is a symbol of the ongoing trust that you place in us.
A candle.
And that is the cornerstone of any great business relationship. And believe me, that fact is not...
Fire! It's on fire! It's on fire!
Fire! What the hell is going on?
Oh, kid!
That's what I smelled.
At home, Katie dabs Henry's face with a cotton ball.
Why did you put concealer on to begin with?
Ronyan wanted to cover up my problem areas.
Hey, don't take it out of my face.
She says she wants to be my friend.
Easy, you're about to hit bone.
And then she suddenly switches into parent mode.
But aren't you always saying she should stop trying to be your friend and act more like a mom?
Katie's face softens.
My face was finally clean. And Dad's conscience was about to be.
You've been blind this whole time?
Since I was 12.
But you helped me pick out that suit for my niece's wedding.
Well, technically Glenn did. And you looked super sharp.
You test drove my $100,000 car.
A flashback, Mel speeds up to a curb.
Nice ride, Tom.
Yep, really hugs the road.
Glenn turns Mel's face the other way.
Really hugs it.
Yeah, that was fun. But that does not change the fact that we are as dedicated to serving you as we have ever been.
I have never been so snowed in my entire life. You're like some kind of a superhero.
Mel perks up.
A superhero? Who still represents you in all forms of legal activity, both corporate and personal?
Hey, you've always done top shelf work for me. As long as that continues, I'm not going anywhere.
See? Mel, I always say, honesty is the best policy.
Honestly, Glenn, you're paying for dinner. And that lady's lamb chop.
At the bakery, Henry with Sophia.
So, anyway, I'm sorry I lied to you, but hopefully you'll find it charming how far I went to be your boyfriend.
Boyfriend?
Yeah, you gave me your number.
Well, I gave it to your dad so I could babysit you.
Ooh. What?
You just have your dad call me if you ever need a sitter.
She heads off to Runyan.
Dude, that was a disaster.
Jenny walks in.
And you are not Runyan. Nope. But you heard all that?
Yep.
Good. I'm glad, because all girls should know that I'm not smooth. Attention, ladies! I'm not smooth! Not smooth, I am! I get awkward and tongue-tied around girls I like, and girls I don't like, and boys. Pretty much anyone who's not Runyan.
Jenny looks away. She shrugs.
Funny you are.
Dad was right. Being yourself may not be easy, but it's the right thing to do.
Jenny gives his shoulder a playful shove, then heads off.
It got Jenny to notice me.
So you use one girl to get another girl's attention?
You're a player, man. Varsity player.
It got Dad, a client for life.
Appreciate your confidence.
Mel and Tom shake hands. Outside the school, Katie climbs into Joyce's car. She pulls out an earbud and holds it out to her mom. Joyce beams.
And it even brought Mom and Katie closer.
Oh my God. Bruce Springsteen?
Don't read too much into this.
Well, a little closer.
They both listen through an earbud, bobbing their heads. Outside the restaurant, Mel crosses the street.
Okay, in the spirit of total honesty, I may have left one tiny thing out. Now, you know the upside of Dad being himself, but there's also a downside.
Tom's car.
Blind man in a crosswalk!
Are you insane?
I'm not the idiot who was speeding! Mel!
You dent in my hood! What the hell is wrong with you?
Is that our former client?
Yep.
Any point in...
Oh no, that ship has sailed. What's wrong with your boat?
The brothers head off as Tom inspects the damage.